is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Friday, October 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com. Beginning this noon hour with music by the English composer Ernest John Moran and a tone poem that he created shortly after serving in World War I, a musical impression of the mountainous Irish countryside. We heard In the Mountain Country as Joan Valletta led the Ulster Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music here on Kansas Public Radio as we enter the afternoon time. We'll be paid a visit later by pianist Leifo Vejansnes and music by Edvard Grieg from his collection of lyric pieces, a few piano pieces to enjoy. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra as well. And from Joseph Strauss, we'll hear a grand waltz called My Life is Love and Laughter. Lively music on the way here on a Tuesday afternoon. From the mountains of Ireland to the mountains of France. Yes, we've got something of a mountain adventure in this noon hour, and what we'll hear was written next in 1905 by French composer Vincent Dundy. It's been noted that Dundy did in this work what Debussy did in La Mer, or in this case for the mountains. This is known as Summer Day on the Mountain, which is a symphonic suite that depicts the commencement of an entire day from dawn to dusk, as might be experienced in the mountains of southern France. Here's Marek Yanofsky, the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France, Summer Day on the Mountain by Dundy on Kansas Public Radio. A symphonic poem representing the passage of a full day from dawn to dusk, as might be experienced in the mountains of southern France. Vincent Dundy's Summer Day on the Mountain, performed by the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France, led by Marek Yanofsky, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is about 12:45, conductor Zubin Mehta and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra have a performance for us in just a few minutes. From Joseph Strauss, we've got the polka My Life is Love and Laughter. Lively music still to come in this noon hour, and classical music continues until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Here at the KU campus, some light rain and about 68 degrees. There'll be further showers, 80% chance of further showers through the afternoon. Highs around 69 today and a 30% chance of showers for this evening. We'll spend a bit of time now in the company of pianist Leifo Vejansnes as he opens up the big book of lyric pieces from Edvard Grieg. We'll hear from book three of his lyric pieces, two piano tunes, one called Solitary Traveler, followed by At Home. One piece sort of represents the wistful longing of wanting to be home, and the second, the joy of actually being there. Here's Leifo Vejansnes on Kansas Public Radio. At piano, Leifo Vejansnes, two lyric pieces from Book 3 by Edvard Grieg, Solitary Traveler and At Home, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:51 now, and just a few minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars. We've got a great way to make that happen when our fall membership drive begins on Friday morning, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar during the Power Breakfast. Double the value of your KPR pledge. The Power Breakfast is Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. on KPR. We have the Vienna Philharmonic and conductor Zubin Mehta to play us out of this noon hour with something from Joseph Strauss, brother to Johann Strauss Jr. Here is his waltz from the 1995 New Year's Eve concert, My Life is Love and Laughter, next on KPR. That applause for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Zubin Mehta from their 1995 New Year's Eve concert from composer Joseph Strauss, My Life is Love and Laughter, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's now 1 p.m., NPR News just around the corner. The next hour of classical music has for us the Piano Concerto of Frederick Delius, along with some of the earliest music ever written by Beethoven. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, what we have there was a profound and cryptic glimpse of an elegiac and poetic world in the 1913 tone poem called The Bard. We heard Sir Alexander Gibson lead the Scottish National Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. On a Tuesday afternoon, more classical music for you. I'm Jeff Watson. The Scottish National Orchestra is going to make another appearance later this hour, in about 15 minutes' time, to be exact, and the music will be by Frederick Delius, his Piano Concerto with soloist Howard Shelley on display as classics continue on here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. Well, as promised in the last hour, we have music now by Beethoven and some of the earliest music that he ever wrote. What we'll listen to are variations, some 14 variations for piano trio. This is listed as Beethoven's 44th opus and published in 1804, although it's based on music actually written over a decade before in 1792 when Beethoven was about 22 years of age. The variations in question are variations on a theme from a opera by Dittersdorf called The Red Riding Hood. Here's the Castle Trio on Kansas Public Radio. From Beethoven, some of his earliest music, composed first in 1792, 14 variations for piano trio, variations on motifs from the opera The Red Riding Hood by Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf. We heard today the Castle Trio on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:27, a bit over half an hour until NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through the 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. And Te Deum Chamber Choir presenting Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil in English translation, honoring the work's spiritual and musical legacy. September 27th and 28th. Tickets and venues at te-deum.org. KPR's Live Day is going to be happening in late October and again this year. We present our own Destiny and Mermegan in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. That'll be on Friday night, October 24th. The admission's free, but seating is limited, so please RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. And hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween. Friday night, October 24th at 7, presented by KPR. The Scottish National Orchestra returns for another performance, and this time, music from composer Frederick Delius. We're going to listen to his one and only piano concerto, first inspired in 1887 when Delius was in Leipzig, where he got to know Edvard Grieg. And at a Christmas concert that year, he heard a live performance of Grieg's piano concerto, which naturally inspired him to try his own hand at a similar piece. And his piano concerto, likewise, is a C minor piano concerto. We've got Andrew Davis and the Scottish National Orchestra with pianist Howard Shelley, next on Kansas Public Radio. From composer Frederick Delius, his piano concerto in C minor, inspired in no small part by Edvard Grieg's own C minor piano concerto. We listen to the Scottish National Orchestra and conductor Andrew Davis and pianist Howard Shelley on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 2 p.m., NPR News is up ahead. In the next hour of classical music, we've got the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and music by Georg Philipp Telemann for trumpets and strings, and a little trek up the mysterious mountain, Alan Havanis's Second Symphony. We've got more wonderful classical music for your enjoyment right here on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for joining us today on Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, biggest headlines and bring you unexpected stories that make you smile. Listen whenever you're ready, weekday mornings from NPR News.
Morning edition weekdays from 5 to 9 at your place to find NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience. Narrated by Louise Harrison, Friday, October 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
Emily Fang, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Chamber Orchestra of Europe with the Grand Waltz from Sergei Prokofiev's Cinderella here on Kansas Public Radio. Turns out, Cinderella is going to be coming to our neck of the woods, put on by the Lyric Opera of Kansas City. They'll be starting their season on a glittery high note, starting this Saturday, September 27th, and running through October 5th. An operatic setting of Cinderella, put on at the Kauffman Center. A tale of love and kindness, triumphing over greed and vanity, and a opera full of vocal acrobatics and zany hijinks. Cinderella with the Lyric Opera of Kansas City at the Kauffman Center, September 27th through October 5th. Get all the details either at kcopera.org or kauffmancenter.org. I'm Jeb Watson, and classical music continues until 3 p.m. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, back with a little bit more mountain music as we take in The Mysterious Mountain, the Second Symphony of Alan Havanas. There'll be that along with a bit of music for keyboard by Chopin. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com. Continuing on now with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conductor Iona Brown, and music by Georg Philipp Telemann, a concerto for trumpets and strings, next on KPR. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Iona Brown, and music by Georg Philipp Telemann, a concerto for two trumpets and strings, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:23. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, joining us in the second half of the hour, will take a trek up the Mysterious Mountain, what they call the Second Symphony of Alan Havanas. That's still to come. And all things considered from NPR News, ahead at 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, kicking off their new season with Don Juan, Saturday, September 27th, featuring the piece by Richard Strauss, and including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at topekasymphony.org. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. A little time sped now with Vladimir Horowitz taking the keyboard to give us a little bit of Chopin. We've got Polonaise No. 7 in A major next on KPR. Applause for pianist Vladimir Horowitz taking us through Polonaise No. 7 in A major, music by Chopin, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:37. We've got about 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour at 3 p.m. Classical music continues tonight. Destiny is your host for classical music from 7 to 9 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. KPR's Fall Membership Drive is going to get started on Friday morning, and you can help us get off to a strong start during the Power Breakfast, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. You can double the value of your pledge. 50 becomes 100, 200 becomes 400. So save the date. KPR's Power Breakfast gets underway on Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. KPR's Fall Membership Drive is awaiting you and your pledge of support. Thanks to all of you for your support of Kansas Public Radio. Well, this afternoon's classical music began with a bit of a mountain theme, and we're going to close in that same fashion now with a symphony by the Armenian-American composer Alan Havanas, whose music has been described as ethereal and a fusion of Eastern and Western traditions. He wrote this symphony in 1955 for Leopold Stokowski and the Houston Symphony Orchestra. Symphony No. 2, also known as The Mysterious Mountain. Gerard Schwartz and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic take it away on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony No. 2, also known as The Mysterious Mountain, by composer Alan Havanas. Gerard Schwartz and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with one more performance for us today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., about time for All Things Considered, and time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson, and Thanks for joining me for an afternoon of music. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com. And the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26, 7:30 p.m., at Grace in Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org. It's 3 o'clock.